You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and that means commentator Brian O'Nunoyne joins us now, this time with Herculean Tales from the Theater of the Bemused.
And a very good morning to you all. I have the most incredible wife. I know I've been known to give her a hard time on air before, referring to her as she who must be obeyed and all that, but she knows I love her truly, madly, deeply. All the ladies out there listening right now are thinking, oh, isn't that sweet? Why, all the guys are wondering if I've just been pulled over for a DUI. Look, let me tell you about what she did just recently. She bought a car. I watched. She bought a car. And it was like theatre, watching this woman perform. She made us laugh. She made us cry. She made us wait. Long story short, we have to give Grandma the wife's car, and the said wife is now off to the showroom, armed with some ferocious wrestling manoeuvres. Me, I'm just along for the show. Car salesman is very laid back. That's my style, he says. I don't like to haggle. I don't like to bargain. I don't like to waste people's time. You know what you want, and you know what you want to spend, so why waste our time? Absolutely, says herself. 3 hours later, she's got him in a headlock on the floor, forcing him to come back with yet another offer. But more of that later. Let's examine the preliminary phases of this negotiation first. Let's break it down so we can see the artiste at work here. For starters, she presents herself as this very polite, genteel Southern belle. You know the sort, sweet as candy. But you cross me, boy, and you will be picking your teeth up with broken fingers. And he knows this. He knows that beneath all that lovely perfume and powder is a woman that says, you don't want to fuss with me, boy. And then she starts in on the numbers. Man, I've got to take this woman down to the casinos. I swear she can calculate stuff in her head so fast. I would not be surprised if she has counted to infinity twice already. She's politely spelling out what she wants and what she doesn't want. She has already clearly distinguished her needs from her wants. She is streets ahead of this guy. It soon becomes apparent in this dance, however, that the salesman is just sugarcoating the bait. The real negotiator is my finance guy. He's back there in some massive glass-panelled office. My finance guy, he figures, ma'am, there's no way that we can do less than... And this is met with a stony silence, a poker face that Clint Eastwood himself would have been proud of. There isn't a scintilla of movement in her eyes or mouth, nothing. She just stares coldly at him as if to say, is the word goober tattooed all over my forehead? I don't think so, young man. Now get off your GD, honey, and get back there to Mr. Finance Guy and get me a better deal or I will slap you upside the head. So naturally he goes back to the Mr. Finance Guy and eventually he delivers the classic line, ma'am, what would it take for us to get you into that car today? And she says, pointing at Mr. Finance Guy, I want to see him cry. I want to see him cry like a little baby. Later, she asks him when he comes back with yet another offer. She says, really? Are you really serious, young man? Now, which one of my children would you have me sell? Which vital organ would you want me to publicly auction on the internet so I can accept your latest pathetic offer? In the end, they knocked $5,000 off the original price. I'm not kidding. I told you, she's amazing. Have a lovely day. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.